and welcome to another episode of Little Less Conversation. We're back with a quick episode this week. Not much to cover as both our teams won.
We finally, it seems like it's been a long time coming. Well, for Arsenal anyway.
Happy days all of a sudden. So, when things are going good, we don't have much to say, but yeah.
still a bit to cover, but I guess, well, maybe we'll start with obviously... Well, Friday is just Leicester's game. I know it's not really one to talk about because it was a draw, but just, you know, given that they're in third place and, you know, it's not a lot in top four at the moment, I guess a good result for you guys.
Yeah, 2 points behind them now after that. So I'm happy that they dropped a few points and hopefully their form just takes a shocking dip as well because we've got them coming up in the league and then obviously the FA Cup as well. So glad to see them not getting the win.
Cup final, is that this weekend or is that next weekend?
It's definitely not this weekend, but yeah. It's in a few weeks for sure.
I think Vestergaard got a red card and you're fearing the worst at that point for Southampton, but actually they came back into it and managed to squeeze a draw out of Leicester, really.
Yeah, it's a good result for them, Southampton. Mm. They could have done us a bigger favour and actually got the win, but there you go.
What can you expect with 10 men?
It's true.
I think City also in the Saturday's early lunch. I think it was the lunchtime game, wasn't it? And they're nearly enough confirmed Premier League winners, really.
Yeah, by the time I'd got out of bed, woken up, showered, got ready, all that stuff, City were already had the win in the bag. So, you know, it was a bit of a write-off by the looks of it. But I think Aguero got on the score sheet as well. So that was a rare appearance of him. And I think they scored 2 in 2 minutes and that just killed the game off.
Hey, Pep Guardiola saying Aguero was rolling back the years in that game. And you're just getting ecstatic that Aguero's finally scoring for him.
Yeah, I think he's closing in on... there was a record, so I think it was most goals for one club or something in the Premier League or something. No, it couldn't be. I don't know, actually. Some record that Rooney holds. He was going to break... He's like one goal away from breaking it. And there was a bit of a debate as to whether he's actually going to get a chance to break it or not, but I'm sure he will.
What was it? Worst striker in Manchester? Is that the award? Of the record.
probably something like that.
I think months ago now that City were gonna, you know, run away with it, and they did. And I think they're just waiting now, really, aren't they? Just ticking off, I think, two more games and they'll be confirmed champions.
Yeah, so well, they would have won it this weekend if United had dropped points, I think, but United had lost, but that's a whole other story, right? That game. I'm sure we'll get on to that in a bit. The United Liverpool game that never happened. But obviously elsewhere on the Saturday, Brighton beat Leeds, which was a bit of a shock result, really. I don't know if you caught that game and you managed to see Danny Welbeck's goal.
I was going to say, I don't know if the result was as much of a shock as Danny Welbeck turning into Prime Zidane or something with that turn. It's ridiculous.
Pulled out a Cruyff turn and smashed it in the bottom corner. It's an unbelievable goal.
Danny Welbeck. He's a bag of surprises, Danny Welbeck.
Ozil clips it in. Welbeck! There's your fairy tale! Danny Welbeck back and scoring!
Do you know what? He's always had something like that in his locker, but it was like once in a blue moon. And there you go again, just... You know, once every 5 years, he pops up with a moment of brilliance and never be seen again after that.
I hope he does well. I'm glad for him. He's I've always liked Danny Welbeck, but even when he was at Arsenal, he wasn't a great player, wasn't a bad player, but just cause so injury prone. But I want to see more goals like that, definitely. One for the highlight reel.
I thought you were going to say even when he was at United, I used to love him.
I hated him then, the prick. I think there was another turn, another great take, and that was actually moving on to the Chelsea game. I think I saw a clip of Mount's touch for the first goal of your 2-0 win against Fulham.
Yeah, Mount is just head and shoulders above everyone else right now.
I mean, that is filthy touch.
touch is unreal, and the pass as well, like inch perfect, perfectly weighted on a plate for Havertz, and he puts it away. And even the second goal, like, was really good. Like, Chilwell plays a crazy diagonal pass, inch perfect to Havertz, you know, and then in the build up to that goal, second goal. And yeah, it's just what you wanted really from Chelsea. Just well, maybe not you, but what I wanted really.
Just giving you some form.
Easy win, just a convincing win, you know, with like Madrid coming up midweek. You just want to get the 3 points on the board, no injuries. You don't want to be like knackered after the game, that hard fought game. It was relatively straightforward, and good to see Kai on the score sheet, get grabbing a brace as well, do his confidence the world of good.
Yeah, I think, I mean, I'm actually surprised again with how Mount's progressed. So, like, you know, this season, really, because I like Mount. I didn't think he was at the start of the season. I didn't think he was amazing, but he's actually kicked on quite a lot this season. In fair play to him, he's done well.
I think undoubtedly, I don't think there's anyone else in the Premier League who has been more improved than Mason Mount this season. The young talent as well. There's a lot of young talent on offer, and I think he's come the furthest, like, in terms of his progression, and in terms of, like, he's the first name on the team sheet every week now, without a doubt. And when he's not playing, if he's rested or injured or whatever it is, you can tell that there's that lack of creativity, that spark. He makes things happen. And I think it was you sent me a video of Mount, just a video of all his like turns and his flicks and his tricks and his goals the other day. And I was a bit surprised, really, because even you're starting to appreciate Mason Mount a bit more now.
Can't lie, yeah. You know, when you see a good footballer and he's doing Jack Wilshere turns, and you got to, you know, give him credit. You know, he learned from the best, obviously, watching Jack Wilshere clips and whatnot, because that's what he used to do on half turn, roll the body. But yeah, Mount, Mount is getting there.
But he's doing everything like 10 times faster than Wilshere did, yeah?
Hey, listen, Jack Wilshere, age 19, dominated a Barcelona midfield. Mount's barely done that in the Champions League yet, but he might do against Madrid. We'll see. We'll find out.
He did all right last week.
A 1-1's not all right. Come on.
Done it against Atletico. Done it against Porto. He's done it. Yeah. Yeah.
Listen, when he does that at the Euros, that's when we'll talk. All right.
How's life at Bournemouth for Jack Wilshere?
Listen, injuries ruined him. He was the prodigy to be the next big thing in England at a time when England didn't have a single creative midfielder. So, do you know what? I think, you know, again, it's one of those things that I reckon could have been, but, you know, he was a good footballer. Even you liked him when he was playing for Arsenal. Come on.
Nah, not really, mate. We had proper midfielders in our squad back then.
Anyway, that win, obviously, cements you back up into what, fourth, is it?
Yeah, we've just... held on to fourth there. Still 3 points ahead of West Ham. And bit of a bigger gap between us and Spurs now, which is good as well.
Speaking of Spurs, Mourinho... Oh, we know about Mourinho. What am I talking about Mourinho? I think I just remember that Mourinho just got a new job at Roma manager now. So
yeah, it's worth a mention, I guess. He's moved on quickly, hasn't he? He's gone to Italy to see if he can... ruffle a few feathers and maybe piss off Conte.
He's a contractor 2024, so that's a paycheck next year or the year after. I'm not sure which one yet, but it's coming soon.
He's clever because he's looked at the Serie A league and thought now's a good time to go across there. Conte's winning the league with a subpar team, really. I mean, a bar like Lukaku and maybe Martinez. Their squad's not all that. And, yeah, that's what I mean. You've got players like Ashley Young knocking about. I mean, you look at AC Milan as well, Ibrahimovic up top, 39-year-old. Juventus struggling. He's thinking, I go Roma, you know, say to them, I'll guarantee you Champions League football in a couple of seasons or whatever. That's what they want.
I mean, his first task is going to have to be to try and undo that 6-2 deficit against United, isn't it?
Well, no, he's not. It's not immediate. He takes over from next season. So,
oh, is it? It's not immediate. Oh, fair.
That's not immediate. But he's going to have the likes of Chris Smalling and Henrik Mkhitaryan, all ex-United players. I'm sure they're going to be on their way out. So,
listen, would you take? I don't know if I'd take Mkhitaryan back at Arsenal. No, probably not. He was shit at Arsenal.
Speaking of Arsenal, you boys. Got a, well, routine win over Newcastle, really. I mean, Newcastle, let me just say this from the off, they were shocking. Well done on that.
Mate, I don't even know what to say. Is we needed a confidence-boosting win and a 2-0 win away from home. Can't complain. But, yeah, I'm glad to see Aubameyang back on the score sheet because I know he's just come back from malaria. Apparently he wasn't even like physically, well, he's still physically struggling. But yeah, good to see him back on the score sheet doing some mad kicks, some like kung fu goal, man.
Do you know what? I watched the first 5 minutes, first 10 minutes, saw El Nene's goal and thought, yeah, fuck this, I'm not watching this, it's a waste of time. Turned it off.
That Aubameyang miss kick was actually an assist for Nene, so I'm happy all around.
After I saw that, I was like, oh, God, no, I'm not watching this game. This is a waste of my afternoon. And I was keeping an eye on the score. And then when I saw it was 2-0, I was like, yeah, it's game over. Mm. Props to El Nene. I think he was fasting and scored a good goal. His first Premier League goal, I think, ever. So
only took him 5 years. So, you know, if that's what we're getting from our midfielders, then fucking hell, God help us.
He only scores like thunderbolts, isn't it, on any? He doesn't score any other type of goal. Just smashes it in bottom corner, top corner.
I think, you know, Partey's got a long shot trait. I think that needs to go to Onene, and Partey just needs to be given, you know, do not let him shoot because all of his shots are into Rose Ed, so.
FIFA needs to get on it, yeah? FIFA needs to sort out the stats.
I think so. I think the, obviously watching the game and then just hear the breaking news and obviously the Man United and Liverpool, the fans at Old Trafford really had that game postponed.
I mean, what did you make of that? I mean, on the one hand, obviously they're protesting, they want Glazers out, especially after all that ESL shit.
Yeah.
The way the clubs run and they're just in it for the money, essentially. So what did you make of that in terms of what did you think of the protesting? Reasoning, and what did you make of the game being postponed for that reason as well?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, first things first, you know, Sky Sports are saying, all right, you know, it was a peaceful protest, but actually it wasn't a peaceful protest at all, man. If you're storming a stadium and you're breaking, you're throwing stuff around, and I've seen some pictures of obviously, you know, police officers, I think police officers were hurt in the middle of that as well. It wasn't a peaceful protest, and it was a bit unnecessary. I Arsenal fans protested a couple of weeks ago at the Cronkies. And that's how you do a protest. You know, you go outside the stadium, you know, you say your piece, you know, you get, you know, the word gets spread. And obviously I think, you know, United fans take it to another level, don't they? I don't know. I'm not impressed by, I mean, look, I'm all for fans giving the voice and their opinion, but not in that way. Not in that way.
Yeah, it raises a lot of concerns, really. I mean, obviously the cause is right, and what they're protesting for is good, because I think there does need to be a change at Man United in terms of their ownership. But the way they've gone about it isn't necessarily the right way. Storming the pitch and causing damage and stuff like that, it doesn't reflect, although it might have only been a small minority, you feel that it just reflects badly on footballing fans in general, really, and protests in general. And
yeah.
It wasn't all one way, though. I think the police were a bit heavy-handed as well with a few fans, which isn't good to see.
I've seen a couple of videos, to be fair, on social media flying about, and bang out of order as well. You know, this isn't America. We can't be doing that. Maybe I shouldn't say that, but look what I'm whipping up. This is America. Don't got you slipping up. Look how I'm living up. Police be tripping up. Yeah, this is America. Guns in my area. You know, I don't know, man, just the game being postponed as well. It's, do you know what, in a weird way, I know, you know, I'm not really here for, you know, games being postponed. And obviously it meant City couldn't win the league and be confirmed as champions. But I think that means United's games now will be rearranged and they've got a fixture pile up. And if we make it to Europa League final and if Man United do, it might help us out, you know, if you know, they've got to try and cram another game in now.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it works in your favour if you do get it through to that final, which there is a chance that you can still do it. You're not out of that Thursday game. But at the same time, there could be repercussions in terms of penalties and fines and points deductions possibly, although I don't think that will happen to that extent. There might be a fine, but there will be some sort of punishment, because especially, well, you got to look at it as like Man United failing to, one, control the fans outside the stadium, and two, the security risks it posed as well. How did all those fans get let into the state or get into the stadium? To cause so much commotion and flares going off in the stadium and being thrown at.
I think the reason why it's postponed was like because of COVID risk, right? So it's just because of given the, and also I think they were stranded, the teams were stranded at the hotel as well, right?
I think it's more of a security risk. I don't know if it's a COVID risk, but it's safe for the players to leave the hotel in case of any backlash from the fans. And I'm not saying they would do it.
Yeah.
You never know. And then obviously it was delayed because once people have been in the ground like that, they have to do a sweep of the whole ground to make sure.
Of course, yeah.
You know, nothing's been tampered with or nothing's been left behind or whatever. It just raises massive questions. Like how easy was it for those people to get in? And there were so many of them as well. It wasn't just like a handful. There were loads of people on that pitch.
Doing
all sorts, drinking and...
Well, I think because obviously, you know, fans obviously gathering outside the stadium, and obviously because there's no fans allowed in the stadium, they're just not expecting anything like that to happen. So they're probably understaffed or just don't have staff there. Or even if they had a steward, do you remember that? Have you seen that video of that steward when he's like patting down the air and he's not letting any, he's just letting people go and he's not really checking people. It's like, you know, stewards doing it, not doing their job and just like, all right, just carry on, you know, don't want to be in the risk or don't want to be in the middle of something like that. So I don't know, man, it's I think it will obviously tighten up security measures there at Old Trafford and other grounds just in case. But, you know, it's, again, going back to fan protests, not ideal and not the way to do it, I don't think.
Well, yeah, if the message is right and the actions taken are right, then fair enough. But if it gets out of hand, and I mean, I was just disappointed. I was really looking forward to seeing a good game of football. United was always a fiery encounter. There's always a bit more at stake with that sort of match rather than just the 3 points, you know, it's bragging rights and whatnot. But just left me a bit disappointed really, because then all that was left to watch was Spurs against Sheffield United, and who the hell wants to watch that?
Jesus, Mary and Joseph and the wee donkey, can we just move this thing along before it drives us all round the bloody bend?
I turned it off. I was gearing up for a Line of Duty finale and that let me down too. So, but anyway, I caught the highlights of Spurs game. Bale rolling back the years. Some of his goals were crackers, man. There was just, it was like he's I actually read a funny stat. You know, he's Bale obviously left in 2012 that he left? It might have been. And Lamella was his replacement, and Bale has now scored more goals than Lamella, his replacement, has, and he's only come back this season.
Oh, that's ridiculous. I mean, Lamella barely scores goals, does he? But yeah, that's a crazy stat. And I think this was his first hat trick since last time he was at Spurs. So
yeah, probably. I mean, I don't think he'll stay there. I think he'll go back to Madrid.
I think he will, and I think he might even probably play his last season there as well. I think he's only got one left on his contract, so might just see it out. And he probably will get a bit more game time there as well, because they're not, I mean, they've got quite a few injuries and stuff. I don't know what they're going to be like next season. Unless they might dip into the transfer market and he might be on his way, but you never know. He could revive his Madrid career or just play golf the rest of his
time. Either way, you're glad he's playing for Tottenham and not playing against Chelsea on tomorrow's game.
I wouldn't be worried, to be honest with you. I mean, you would come in and probably replace someone like Vinicius, who's like twice as quick as him, so wouldn't be too worried. But hey,
a quick note on tomorrow's games. What do you reckon then? Let's just do a little Champions League prediction then, because we're at semi-final stage, I think. So City PSG tonight.
Yeah, I think I kind of want PSG to win, because I just don't want City to win it, but I feel like PSG will throw the kitchen sink at them. They'll get a goal, but I feel like City might still win, run away with the win. Get a couple of goals, maybe win it 2-1. I'm hoping for like a PSG win though. But
I think wouldn't you rather City in the final than PSG? I mean, that'd be a tougher final if you had PSG in the final.
To be honest with you, I don't really care as long as we get there.
I was going to say, that's if you make it to the final.
Yeah, yeah, I don't. It doesn't bother me who we play because we have no control over that at all. So,
yeah,
you know what? Whoever it is, it doesn't bother me. We have to take that. If we get there, we have to take that game as and when it comes. I'd rather that City didn't get to the final because I just don't want them to win the Champions League. Simple as.
nah, that's fair.
I've got a feeling they will get there. I think they'll do enough.
And do you reckon you'll get there? That's a resounding no.
Do you know what? Same as last time you asked me. You asked me this last week as well. Oh,
yeah.
I think the, and I said, I'd take a one or draw, and we got the one or draw. But I still have, it's just so hard to call with these games. They're so close, and all it takes is like one mistake or one moment of brilliance, and your hearts can be broken, but it could come from either side. You know, they've both got players that can change the game, and I'm just worried that Benzema is going to score.
I think so. Or a Hazard winner.
I don't think he will score, but I'm more worried about Benzema, the form that he's on. I can see him just scoring a goal like he did last week, just out of nothing, and there's nothing you can do about it either, because it's just like, it's just world class, isn't it? But I'm optimistic. Going on last week's performance, we were the better side. We just need to be a bit more clinical. And I think Ferner needs to just fucking pull up his fucking socks and bury one of these fucking balls in the back of the net, because it's just getting a bit silly now. You can't be missing fucking 6 yards out and, you know, potentially costing us a final, place in the final. So, yeah, I don't know.
Here's to a PSG versus Madrid final, because that's what I want to see. But anyway, that's Champions League out of the way.
Do we have to do Europa League, or is that just us being nice to you?
Well, actually, it's probably not being nice because we're losing 2-1 in the tie. But I'm optimistic. I think we'll get the win. I think we'll actually make the final. I think the win on Sunday's given us a bit of confidence, and I think obviously we have to go out and get a couple of goals now. So, you know, we're not going to start off on the back foot. And I'm hoping we win a nice little easy 2-0, hopefully.
Yeah, I think as long as you don't concede early on, you should be all right, really.
Anything but extra time and penalties, please.
Okay, if they get an early, because they scored quite early, right, in the first
game. Yeah.
If they get early goals, that's your night over, because that's what they want. Early away goal, settle the nerves, cancel out your away goal, and then you've got it all to do. But we'll see what happens. Part of me kind of wants Emery to get a bit of a revenge over Arsenal. But,
revenge? What revenge for what? Revenge. For being a shit manager?
Revenge for giving him the... His record's better than Arteta's, yeah? Is it not?
Yeah, I think it is, actually.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it'd be nice for him to come back and just beat you lot and give you the finger, basically, and say fuck off.
Oh, man, Dracula started moonwalking on the Emirates Stadium when they get a winner. Nah, don't want to see that.
The other match is pretty much done, isn't it? United, Roma.
Oh yeah, dusted, finished, mate. There's no coming back from that.
At 2-1, even 2-0, you're thinking. Even 3-2 to United, you're thinking. Still a game on here,
mate. It ended 6-2. They're walking away with it.
4-goal leads. They're not gonna blow a 4-goal lead in fucking Rome.
Isn't it four? Isn't it? Didn't they play the first leg away as well?
No, first leg was at Old Trafford.
Oh right, okay.
So second leg's away. I'm sure they'll score in Rome as well. So
another six. Fucking hell.
I don't know about that, but then you say that, yeah. But you know when Barcelona went to Rome and. Roma beat them. I don't know if you remember that. They had like a 4-goal deficit and they overturned it.
Yeah, true.
Last minute winner or something like that.
I don't know, man. Could you count on a 50-year-old Edin Dzeko to get you 4 goals? I don't think so.
Yeah.
maybe a Chris Smalling header.
Yeah, own goal more like it. How shocking is that? You go back to your old club and concede 6. Disgraceful.
Embarrassing. Embarrassing team.
Okay, let's wrap things up there. I think that's all we've got time for this week. So remember to hit us up on all the socials at Little Less Pod.
And yeah, looking forward to a good couple of days of European football and then straight back on into the weekend's games, really. Let's hope it's another good week.
Yeah, let's hope and pray. But this could be your last European football for some time, Amar. Just saying.
It could be. It could be. And it probably will be.
Same goes for us, though, to be honest. We're not sorted yet, but hey.
Listen, when Werner misses that one-on-one, when you need to score and need to win, I'm gonna message you straight away.
My phone's getting smashed.
Timo,
don't bother.
Do not disturb mode. Very good.